Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Well, good morning. Welcome to Morning Inspirations and Candid Conversations. That was Yolanda Adams with Open Up Hearts. I chose that song today for a very good reason. You know, you just never know what you're going to be dealt with in life and, you know, how you're going to be used to touch someone else's life. I only have a 30-minute show today. I wish I would have extended the show, but you just never know what you're going to come encounter with. I have a poem picked for the week. The poem is entitled The Most Beautiful Flower. I'm going to read that and kind of expound on it, you know, for the duration of the show. But that song really hit home because you just never know, you know, when you have to reach out to someone and someone has to reach out to you, and what do you tell them, and how do you express, you know, giving them motivation or inspiration to make a different choice in their life. You know, I do this show because I really would like to spread positive energy and encourage people and inspire people. I really didn't know that, you know, that really perhaps that I was doing that, but in the future I definitely will make the show a little bit longer. You know, I had an encounter where a person reached out to me that barely even knew me. They heard the radio show and told me that that it really encouraged them to make a different situation, a different choice on them, you know, making a different choice about extending their life rather than ridding themselves of their lives. And, you know, I hope you can read between the lines. You never know how you're going to touch somebody. I'm trying not to be emotional about the show because you never know what people are going through, and you never know what someone else sees in you that helps them go through or be able to deal with certain things in life. But, you know, the best thing is I believe that we are all put here for a purpose, and that is to help our fellow brethren. And you know, there's a quote out there that says, "Am I my brother's keeper?" I believe that we all are our brother's keepers and sisters. I think that we should be in a position where our life is representing something wonderful, something beautiful. Everybody will have circumstances and things that they will deal with in their life. But however the case, that know that your life can be a blessing to someone else's life, and someone is always going through something perhaps more worse off than you are. So keep that in mind. But I am going to read this particular poem, The Most Beautiful Flower. The author is unknown, and I said last week we would have a poet pick of the week and a poem pick of the week, but I thought this was appropriate for just the show today. The poem goes as follows. The park bench was deserted as I sat down to read. Beneath the long, straggling branches of an old willow tree, delusioned by life with good reason to frown, for the world was intent on dragging me down. And if that weren't enough to ruin my day, a young boy out of breath approached me, all tired from play. He stood right before me with his head tied down, and he said with great excitement, "Look at what I found." In his hand was a flower, and what a pitiful sight. With his petals all worn, not even rain or little light. Wanting him to take his dead flower and go off to play, I faked a smile and then shifted away. But instead of retreating, he sat next to my side and placed the flower to his nose and declared with overacted surprise, "It sure smells pretty and it's beautiful too. That's why I picked it here. It's for you." The weed before me was dying or dead, not vibrant of colors, orange, yellow, or red. But I knew I must take it or he might never leave. So I reached for the flower and replied, "Just what I need." But instead of him placing the flower in my hand, he held it midair without reason or plan. It was then that I noticed for the very first time that we toting boy could not see. He was blind. I heard my voice quiver, tears shone in the sun, as I thanked him for picking the very best one. You're welcome, he smiled, and then ran off to play. Unaware of the impact he had on my day, I sat there and wondered how he managed to see a self-pitying woman beneath an old willow tree. How did he know of my self-indulged plight? Perhaps from his heart he's been blessed with true sight. Through the eyes of a blind child, at last that I could see, the problems was not with the world, the problem was with me. And for all those times I myself have been blind, I vowed to see the beauty in life and appreciate every second that's mine. And then I held that wilted flower up to my nose and breathed in the fragrance of a beautiful rose and smiled as I watched that young boy, another weed in his hand, about to change the life of an unsuspecting old man. Whew! That poem really hit me. It's just a phenomenal, phenomenal poem. It's just, you know, this is one of my by far best picks of the week. You know, like I said, it's the author I know, but I felt it was just appropriate for my whole occurrence this week. It's just your life. You never know. Somebody can do the littlest thing to change your life. And you know, like in this poem, the little boy gave him a wilted flower, but it turned out to be the most beautiful thing in some defining moment in this other person's life, because it helped them to reflect and just see the beauty in life instead of this person was plotting to end their life and was in a state of wanting to do that. Just like the encounter I had with this young lady, you just never know, you know, sometimes you just got to be careful how you speak, somebody is watching you. And if your life brings life and love and happiness and brings that all into a person's life and make them make a different decision from ending theirs, then you're doing a great job. And I just wanted to read this poem, and it's just like I felt like God gave me this poem because I've been feeling full all week long, highly anticipating the show today, because you never know over the airwaves, you never know who you're going to touch, whose life you're going to change, whose life is going to, you know, with your words you're saying is going to reflect, and you're being able to give a testimony or encourage that person. Another occurrence happened again today, this week, where a father ended his life and his family's life. This also happened in 2009 because he lost his job. This just recently happened. And it's just, you know, so many people don't have someone to turn to or don't know how to reach out to someone else, because it's just difficult to reach out to a person when you're going through a lot of pain, and that person couldn't find that happy moment, and he felt like his only option was to end the life of his family. And that also made me fool, because, you know, it's just like we are not in every place, and we can't always be there for everyone, because we can't be in multiple places at the same time. But I said that to say this, that whomever you're around daily, that you have within your reach to touch the lives of someone else, whether it be by just saying a kind word or giving a kind gesture like this little boy, blind boy in this poem. He gave this man, a stranger, a flower. He couldn't see, but somehow God used this little boy to change the life and the decision of this person, this woman in the poem, to change her decision. She was contemplating on ending her life, but this little boy just brought newness and rejuvenated her zest life by giving her a wilted flower. To her, it was a wilted flower, dead and unalive. But if you see through the poem how it all just came alive when she just began to think, she tried very hard to just, you know, dismiss the little boy, but he kept pulling, he kept pushing, and I love her when she said, "So I reached for the flower and replied, 'Just what I need.'" You know, candidly, I mean, kind of sarcastically, I can imagine her saying that. But instead of him placing the flower in my hand, he held it midair without reason or plan. It was then I noticed for the very first time. So that was her changing point. That weed-toting boy could not see. He was blind. I heard my voice quiver. Tears. That this is how you know that she would begin to see the light, being touched by this moment in time. Tears shone in the sun as I thanked him for picking the very best one. Remember in the poem earlier, all she saw was a wilted flower, but then she realized how, you know, the circumstances of this little boy and not being able to see, but he came up to her. The first, he probably perhaps could have went to anyone, but he chose her, and it was for that moment. It was her time, her purpose, and he was supposed to make a statement in her life, and which he did. And the very best one, "You're welcome," he smiled, and then he ran off to play. She saw the excitement and the joy. Even though the little boy was blind, he was still happy, and he somehow infuse that happiness. He gave off some of his happiness that he held inside to some stranger, some woman contemplating ending her life. How beautiful and how wonderful God is when he does things like that. You don't know how it's going to come to you, but God always worked things out for you. Unaware of the impact he had on my day, I sat there and wondered how he managed to see a self-pitying woman beneath an old willow tree. And all I could do was answer that it was God that directed this little boy to this woman. And it's just amazing thing. You just never know how your life is going to be altered or changed. If I had to just give a message today, it's to say, just take in the flowers, let the earth be an inspiration to you, find your happy place. You know, we all have times and circumstances in our life that we will come across and that we have to deal with. And sometimes there is no one, I mean absolutely no one, that you can really entrust confiding in. And I believe, if you know, I can speak for myself, that sometimes those moments you feel like, okay, I got to keep this to myself. Whatever I'm going, I got to keep this to myself because I can't trust anybody with this information. But you know what? Whatever your belief is, I'm a very spiritual person, and I believe in the Almighty God. And I believe that he has the universe here for us to speak into our own lives, speak into the lives of others. And I feel like that God has this amazing timing that when we think that no one is around, no one hears us, we oftentimes forget about God. How could we forget about God? You know, when he has all this beauty, this earth that he's created for us to take in and to find inspiration, to find our way out. But, you know, it happens. But one thing I am so happy about, that no matter what is happening or going on in this world, God never forgets us. That is just, you know, that's something that's so phenomenal. He never forgets us. This is just a beautiful thing that, you know, that that we often have to remind ourselves. And, you know, and yes, it does become difficult times to remember that God is always there. But, you know, we got to find that medium in our lives where it's just not a place where he just wants us to just occupy in the world and not be happy. for, you know, even in the scriptures, and I try not to make this about a religious show, but, you know, spiritually motivating and inspiring. But in the scripture, Jeremiah 6:19, where he says that he knows the plans that he has for us. He wants us to have good things. He wants us to be happy. And he wants us, you know, from the beginning of time, man, he knew that man needed a woman. So, you know, God already know our need. If we could just wrap our brains around that, you don't know who God has. You know, a lot of times, you know, and I'm just going to get, it's kind of in subject but off subject, a lot of times we have people that we desire to be with, people that we desire to, we envision ourselves with. But you know what? One thing that I've learned, because I was guilty of that in the past, or one thing that I've learned, that when you do that, you stop God from bringing that amazing person in your life. We take up a lot of energy and expend a lot of energy and time on the person that we feel, you know, it, looking through the natural eye, that perhaps should be the one we should be with. But God says, if you just step back and let me handle this, I got you. And it's just an amazing thing. And, you know, and I find myself making sure that I kind of step back. And it's just been, you know, you know, you get a lot of invitations and a lot of people step into you. But, you know, it's just like an amazing thing, a happy place when you know that God has you. And it seems like it's a long time coming. But not really, because when God does things, it's always right on time. And just even in this little poem that this lady was going through, whatever she was going through, it's not, you know, obvious in the poem, but it was something so great and so tremendous that she wanted to end her life with it. But the amazing thing is that God stepped right in on time. He used a little boy, a little blind boy to bring happiness, bring her to her happy place. And that's amazing. Yes, Gemini 6, yes, God does. I'm trying to find a happy place. Gemini 619, yes. Sometimes God is a jealous God. He doesn't want us to take our eyes off him. Absolutely. I totally agree with that. Because when we take our focus off of him, we, you know, we see things that we shouldn't see, and we gravitate to the good thing and glittery things in life when that's not what God has for us, and he has something so much better. Yes, so Gemini 619, you are absolutely right. And, you know, people say jealousy is not a good thing, but I think a measure of jealousy is appropriate. Not crazy jealous, but appropriate, because that lets you know that there is love for you, you know, from that person or that individual. So it's just an amazing thing how God just does things. And it made me just want to get on the air and talk about the whole instance of a friend reaching out to me and telling me that, you know, that a couple of the shows that she had, the Morning Inspiration kind of conversation, it really encouraged her. And that me as a person really encouraged her from, you know, made her think about making a different decision, a different option, and wanting to live on, and which was a huge compliment to me. But it wasn't about complimenting me, but it was about, you know, what that meant to me as far as touching someone else's life. It's so important that we become vessels that really make a difference in other people's lives. You just never know what people are going through. And that's something that I probably wouldn't have known if she hadn't reached out to me. But it made me think of how powerful just living your day-to-day life can affect someone else's. It just really made me full, and the tears were consistently rolling down my eyes. I'm a person that really don't like to show a lot of emotion. I'm very private with that, but sometimes you can't control it, and it's okay with being a little emotional sometimes. Sometimes you have to release that, I'm a very especially emotional when it comes to really positively impacting the lives of others, because that's, I feel like, part of my mission to do that, help people find their happy place. And Gemini 619, I'm trying to find my happy place. Well, I hope that, you know, anything that I may say or, you know, anything that I can do that can help you find that happy place. My heart is open to you, and my love is extended to you. A lot of times you just don't know what you can do to really change a person's life. But whatever it is, make sure that your light is shining daily. Make sure you're spreading love. And I find that the quickest way to find your happy place is to sow happiness into other people. And I know it may be a challenging thing to do, but trust me, when you're sowing, whatever you sow, that you do reap. And that is just my take on today's Morning Inspiration Candid Conversation show. I just really, Gemini 619, I'm going to have you on the air with me one day on this segment, because I so appreciate your support and your love for the show. I try to, you know, let people know how much that they are encouraging to me. A lot of people tell me that I'm encouraging to them, but it's a very encouraging and motivating to me when somebody appreciate anything that I do, and even in the smallest kind of way. So I just wanted to let you know that I certainly appreciate you being a supporter of the show. And it says, you know, we have two more minutes remaining to the show, but even with the song appropriate for the show, Opening Up My Heart, I just wanted to tell people to reach to God and get into your place of retreat to a place of calm, retreat to a place where no one else is around, and just really pour your heart out to God. Open up your heart as wide as you can and let him in and let him give you divine instructions. Because trust me, when you begin to lay yourself before God, he will give you answers. And my, I keep announcing about my book, God's Inner Peace. In God's Inner Peace, I talk about meditation and praying, going to God. It's not a religious book, but it's a spiritually infused book. And I just give people a little bit of insight on finding a happy place and using meditations to, you know, really get in touch with God and let him speak into you and let him give you divine instruction. So if I would say today, just, you know, live your day, live your life to the fullest. Find your happy place and know this, that God, no matter what you are going through, he is the divine entity that will take you through and lead you to your happy place, because it is his will for you to be happy. It is his will for you to be prosperous and abundant, live a life of abundance. It's not just about money, fame, fortune, anything, but I mean a healthy life, a loving life, a meaningful life. So what I encourage all my listeners, thank you for tuning in to the Morning Inspiration Candid Conversation Show. It's been wonderful having all the people in the chat room pop in and out, and those who stayed with us to the end. Thank you for all the people who were listening that were not checked in the chat room. We so appreciate you. Check out the archives. Listen to, we have a very interesting upcoming show, so we so hope that you continue to support the Poetic Energy Radio Show with your host, Poetic Energy. I'm signing out. God bless you, and we love you.